You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 195. Today, you're going to discover how to protect your content goldmine. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, profit amplifier and visibility catalyst. That's right. We have been doing a series on getting magnetic with your message. It's one of my favorite ways to really like get visible to your ideal clients. And today's guest is really special because she is a graduate from Get Magnetic Messaging. And she learned how to structure her topic in a way that really speaks to her ideal clients. Now, if you have a service, a resource, a body of work, or you're just mega passionate about sharing your knowledge and wisdom with people that it will help, you cannot afford to be invisible. You can't afford to keep this to yourself. I know you know this. I know your message is probably burning a hole inside your soul, wanting to get out in a bigger way. And one of the things that I think keeps people from having more success, from being able to have more clients, from being able to fill their programs is they literally don't know how to structure their message in a way that's compelling to their ideal audience. And this is what we do in Get Magnetic Messaging. I teach you how to shape your message and how to hone it in so that it's massively magnetic to the people who need what you do, and then deliver it on virtual stages, online platforms, and my favorite, podcasts. So if that's you and you know that you've been excited about tapping into this virtual platform, but maybe you've tried it and it hasn't worked for you, or you know you don't have the confidence to get out there and get on podcasts because you're not quite clear about your message, then you want to jump in before we close the doors at getmagneticmessaging.com. This is the last time we offer it this year. So I highly recommend it. You can see from Barb that she really learned a lot about how to structure her content. She's super fun. She's really brilliant. You want to tune in. Let's get this show going. I am so excited to introduce my guest today. We're talking about the three keys to protect your content goldmine and avoid those icky copyright quicksand moments that could cost you thousands of dollars. Let me introduce you to our very special guest, Barbara Ingracia. Now, she's known as the Guard Your Goldmine copyright expert. She helps online content creators elevate their visibility and authority by posting online so that people who are desperately seeking their services can find them while minimizing the threat of their content being stolen. She teaches measures they can implement quickly to guard their content goldmine and ultimately grow their goldmine, which basically means you're growing your business. Now, Barbara is a special guest to the Amplify Your Success podcast community. Not only did she graduate from Get Magnetic Messaging, but she has been on fire with this topic. Like, Barbara, I know we'll talk about it as we go along, but I really feel like you not just you didn't just like go through the program. You really mastered the art of getting magnetic with your messaging. So congratulations on that. And I'm excited to spotlight you today because I got to know your material so well. And one of the cool things we do at for the graduates of Get Magnetic Messaging is we like to showcase their amazing topics to the community at large because we know there's going to be so many other podcasters who want to spotlight you, Barbara.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me. It's a privilege.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your goldmine and what that really is, because I know what it is, but I don't think all of the expertpreneurs and business owners and coaches and service professionals out there really understand what it means to guard your goldmine.
Well, we're all creating content. We're creating websites and blog posts, programs, maybe music and video and whatnot, all of this is our gold mine. We have created it. We want to protect it. It's intellectual property. We think about patents and trademarks and copyright. It's intellectual property. It maybe seems a little intangible, but it is golden.
And I think a lot of people have zero idea how much of a gold mine they're creating all the time, every day, over and over and over again, and leaving exposed. Tell me, you know, why did you get into this field of helping people protect these, their content and their gold mines? Like, how did this all come about for you?
Well, I come from an academic library background. And as print evolved into electronic, I was negotiating licenses for these electronic resources, because you're leasing them, you're not owning them. And that rolled over into copyright compliance education. So I was working with students and staff, faculty, administrators, to help them understand something about copyright and how important it was in their daily lives and in their professional lives as well. So I have a passion for raising awareness about copyright and its role in our lives. And I enjoy bringing some fun to a heavy and very important topic, copyright law.
I think that's one of the things I love the most about you, Barbara, is you make the heaviest subject so much fun. Because we don't want to get into the quicksand, do we?
Right.
All right. Well, I think we should talk a little bit about why and who should be concerned about this topic, because I'll just tell you from my own experience, I think a lot of times we don't realize what we have until it has been, stolen, or, you know, somebody's hijacking your beautiful gold mine, and then you're frustrated. So maybe tell me a little bit about the kinds of people that should be concerned about this.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, we're all creating content. We maybe have had it drilled into us to be careful not to use other people's content and to look for the C in the circle and all of that. But we maybe don't think about the fact that we are creating gold. And we might think, well, I'm just a little person. I'm not some high-powered author or photographer or songwriter. But the internet has allowed us to share, to find information, so we can be found as well. And if we've put our heart and soul into what we've created, someone else might think, ooh, this is pretty good too. I think I'll take it. I think I'll use it. And, how do you feel when you find that your work is showing up on somebody else's site?
I got to stop you right there, because I have had experiences around this, mm-hmm. and they're painful, and with people that you wouldn't expect. And I think something happens where people go into this unconscious sponge mode. That's the way I like to think of it. It's like they kind of see something out there. They don't exactly remember where they saw it or where they heard it. And the next thing you know, it's showing up on their website as their own original content. And I know I've shared this story before, but I'll share it again because I think it's really important. I actually had an assistant many, many, many years ago, and she took my entire book that I wrote on building virtual teams, and she took my entire funnel from my book to my sales page for my big ticket offer and redid it as her own. And it wasn't until she went and started pitching some of my big name friends, and I won't say who this is, but she's like a huge online marketing person, and she's calling me, she goes, do you realize that somebody has your exact sales page as her own? And she just pitched me to partner with her. And I thought, wow, this, it can go, you know, all the way from people not meaning to do anything bad to being, you know, a little sneaky and thinking no one will ever notice that I took your entire funnel and made it my own.
How did you feel about that when you learned of that?
And I felt betrayed. And I think And then I was angry. And of course, you know, I knew how to take legal action, and I've had to do this several times because there's a lot of very unscrupulous people out there that steal your product. But I did not have it protected the way you teach at the time. And so I felt vulnerable too. And I know that's how many of us feel. We feel betrayed, then we feel vulnerable.
Yes, for maybe a split second, a nanosecond, we feel flattered. Oh, somebody liked my stuff. But as I said, that's a nanosecond. And then it goes off into incredulous. How could anybody do this? Why would anybody do this? Annoyance, rage, as you said, betrayal. And it just knocks you off your game. And then you have to go out and defend your gold mine. And so I like to help people guard that in advance.
Yeah, you're protecting something you've worked really hard. And when you have, like, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was sharing with him something we're doing as an event later this year. And he's like, oh, that's brilliant. Are you trademarking it or copywriting it? And I said, yes, I am. Stop trying to steal it. But let's talk about, like, what's that moment, like, that we know that we need to do something to protect it? Like, because I think a lot of people, Barbara, they get lost in, all right, well, I don't know if this is really going to take off. I don't know if I want to spend the money, or maybe they're bootstrapping and they're really conscious of, you know, costs they don't have to spend money on. How do we know when the right time is?
Well, that is a challenge. And in the internet age, it seems as if information is floating around out there in cyberspace. And if it's out there, must be the creator put it out there for me to take or to use. And so, boom, I pull it down. And the technology is there enabling me to right click and copy and paste. So it must be okay. And that is probably the biggest thing that people don't understand about the internet age and how copyright applies, for example, that content on the internet is protected by copyright, just as if it was printed, if it was a video, if it was audio, if it was music. So that's part of the issue. People don't understand that they shouldn't do it. But when it's intentional, as it has appeared to be in your case and many others, that's pretty serious stuff. And oftentimes people now learn about copyright when they have gone in and grabbed an image. Maybe they're creating their own website. They're carefully choosing images, and boom, they get a letter in the mail from an attorney who's not their attorney saying that they have infringed on this client's content. And that can be a complete and total surprise. And as I say, that can take you totally off your game. You have to decide how you're going to reclaim that. Are you going to go to court? How are you going to deal with that expense and that time? The whole thing becomes a nightmare.
And a lot of time and energy. And I know a lot of people just kind of blow it off because they think, well, it's a lot of money and a lot of time to go protect it. But I think if we've done a good job of protecting in advance, I would imagine it's not so hard to protect your content if it's being hijacked inappropriately.
Correct.
Correct. So what do we need to do to protect it?
Well, first of all, copyright now is automatic. The minute you create something original and you capture it in a fixed format, maybe that's written, hard drive, video, audio, the moment that happens, it is copyrighted. No longer is it necessary to apply to the U.S. Copyright Office to get a copyright.
Let me just check on that before you go any further. This is a really important moment. You're talking about a blog post. You're talking about a special report, all of our lead magnets that we publish. So if it's printed or on a website somewhere with your information, it is automatically copyrighted.
Right.
Okay.
Sort of the moment the pen comes off the page kind of thing. Okay. It's copyrighted. And again, that's not something that we are familiar with either. And it's not necessary to include that famous C in a circle anymore, which is usually our signal that, gee, this must be copyrighted. And if I don't see the C in a circle, oh, must be it is free to use. It's not protected. So the first thing is to use that C in a circle. That C in a circle or the word copyright, the year, and your name or your business name, whoever is claiming that. Then something that is not necessarily copyright, it's more of a licensing contract thing, we typically see all rights reserved. And so all of that signals to us that this is protected. Many times, unfortunately, this just alerts honest people and isn't necessarily a deterrent to someone who really, really, really wants to take it. So I teach measures to minimize that risk of theft. There's no 100% guarantee, but to minimize that risk. So first of all, recognizing that something is protected by copyright the moment it is created, assume that something is protected by copyright until you can determine otherwise. On your work, put that C in a circle with the year and the name of the copyright owner. And so that is an important basic. There are several other measures, and we don't have time to go into them all. But another is, as you're creating work, you mentioned that we see things and we might not remember where we saw them. It's important to keep track of the references. When we're doing research, when we're perhaps going to be quoting something or using an idea, copyright doesn't protect ideas, it protects the expression of an idea. And so that's an important point too. When you have a brilliant idea, capture it, you know, write it down, record it, whatever. It's the expression that's being protected. So when you're doing research and you're seeing other people's work, maybe you're going to do some quotes or you're using some ideas and then you're building on them, make sure that you know the bibliographic information, where you got it, so that you're not scrambling at the end or you're not getting a surprise from someone who said, oh, that's mine. So that you can, you know, it's part of keeping the legal ducks in a row. And so you have done your research, you've done your writing, you're ready to launch, you put your C in a circle on there, and then you go public with it. Then it's a good idea to be able to track. You let it out to the world, be able to track where it's being used and how it's being used. So you can set up Google alerts. Use something that's a unique phrase that is in your work to be able to be alerted by Google when your phrase shows up somewhere, so that you can be monitoring the use and policing your copyrighted content.
That was a great reminder, by the way, and I want to point this out. I will point this out in the show notes. Are you using Google Alerts for your special content ideas? Like, I completely turned those off years ago, Barbara, and I'm now going to turn those back on. So I love that tip. Thank you.
We need to be out there maybe searching regularly, but you know, that takes time and that takes energy. So this is just one quick way to have a heads up on what might be going on out there. As you said, you found out from a colleague that your work had been taken. That can be the way. Sometimes if you have a website that you have worked so hard on, if you don't have all your legal ducks in a row protecting it, sometimes content is taken. And if you don't have all your legal measures in place, you might not have a leg to stand on. You might not be able to go to court with a solid case. Sometimes people are concerned about their domain names or their Facebook group names. So there's a lot to take into account and to keep track of.
Yeah, it is.
To consider. So that having some basic copyright skills are good risk management tools. They're important literacy tools for the digital age. And as I said, I like to try to make it fun and use examples. I have appeared as a pirate on a little video. I've appeared as a vampire on a little video. So there are ways to express this that isn't dry.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit more, because I think one of the things that I think is always scarce for an entrepreneur, even more scarce than money sometimes, is time. There's always a million things to do. How do you help people with this process?
Well, I teach various measures that are inexpensive and fairly simple to put into place to, again, minimize that risk of things being taken. And then how to, through that process, the creation process, the publication process, and the monitoring process. Certainly, another good idea is to register your copyright with the U.S. Copyright Office. Again, that's not required, but it creates a public record, which helps you should you have to go down that ugly road. Also, the sooner that you register that, you can receive a much higher damage award if it comes to that. Now, oftentimes things don't have to go that far, but if they do, it's good to have, again, a solid case all prepared. It's not difficult to register a copyright, and it's not expensive. And it's possible to register groups of things, even if you don't want to do each one individually. So that's one of the things that I help people with also, is to create that form.
So if you don't know what you're doing, and you don't know, if you haven't done this a lot, it might be valuable to use your services. So you don't have to figure out all the ins and outs of filing a proper copyright. And I guess this is an important question, Barbara. How do we know if we need a copyright or a trademark? Because I know people are familiar with trademarks, but I don't think they're always familiar with when they need each.
Right. Well, a trademark protects your business name, your logo, your tagline. And the purpose of trademark is to protect the public from confusion. So it's doing a very different thing from copyright, which is protecting the expression of an idea. So again, you don't have to register a trademark. It's based on use. But there is a federal registration process that can protect you US-wide. The process, you can even do that on a state level, which is not as onerous and expensive as the federal level. But you are registering in categories. So you need to pick out what category. Are you registering goods or services? An example I like to give is Dove soap and Dove candy. Both of them have the word Dove registered as their trademark, but because they're in very different categories, the public is not going to be confused.
That's, you know,
one's candy and one's soap. So right. Different categories.
We don't often go looking for candy when we're, you know, and end up with soap is what you're saying.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, back in the day, parents maybe washed out their kids' mouths with soap, but it wasn't considered candy by any means.
No, I get that. You know, so you've got so many tips and so many techniques and strategies, and you are a gold mine all in yourself.
Well,
if somebody wants to take that next step with you, they want to get more information, what would you suggest they do to find out more with you?
Well, I have an e-guide that people can sign up to receive. It's entitled 5 Steps to Guard Your Gold Mine. And that goes into this in a little more detail, helps you decide where you might be vulnerable, raises some questions that you might not have considered, so that's available at guardyourgoldmine.com/5steps.
Excellent. guardyourgoldmine.com/5steps. I'll link that up in the show notes for you all. And Barbara, I always like to ask my guests, what is the boldest thing you've done up to now to grow your business?
Well, this is maybe a little bit different from many of your guests. I was caught in a layoff. I had developed all of these skills and had been using them quite fully, responsibly, taking accreditation programs, certification programs, and I was caught in a budget cut. So suddenly I had to decide, am I going to start over at another institution, or would I take this opportunity to have a wider impact? And I chose the latter, obviously, to have a wider impact. So my company name is Manage Copyright. And my little tagline is Manage Copyright, don't let it manage you. So that you can be more knowledgeable and more in control of how copyright is going to impact you.
And so for you, making that choice to go full into your own business, that was a pretty bold move. And is it paying off for you? Like, are you glad that that's what you did?
Yes, I am glad that it's what I did. It gives me more freedom and flexibility in many ways. Mm. So it's a new experience coming out of academia. And so I have learned a lot. I have worked with you and learned a lot. I have worked with other coaches and grown as a person and as a business person.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing we don't know when we make that bold leap is there is that passion for what we do. And yes, we can make money. And there's so much we have to learn to make money with our passion. Yes. I know it took me a couple of good years in the beginning, 20 years ago, to really figure out all the puzzle pieces. And messaging was a huge piece of it. Learning how to speak and shape my message was a huge piece of it. What do you think has been the most challenging piece of it for you? Because I know there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast who they haven't made that bold decision to leap out of their safety net and go out on their own yet.
Well, I think that during this COVID-19, many people have been forced to learn how to operate differently, maybe doing Zoom meetings that they never thought were possible. Maybe they are starting businesses, creating websites, writing books, so that these skills are new to them as well. I began to talk to businesses, and I would use the 4-letter word risk, R-I-S-K, that they did not want to risk infringing because it could be costly. And so helping them develop best practices, evaluate their online presence, trained staff who might be in the back room doing search, copy, paste, send as fast as their fingers could go. I learned that risk did not resonate. They were never going to infringe. They were never going to infringe. And if they did, they would just buy their way out of it. And it's at that point that I realized that I needed to pivot and say, you don't want your stuff to be stolen. And that's where Guard Your Gold Mine campaign came from.
Yeah, you have such a gift with metaphorical language. So it was so fun to take you through Get Magnetic Messaging and see the evolution of how you're you're so good with your catchphrases, and then shaping those into really valuable little nuggets of wisdom that will help everybody who's listening in. So if we could give people one bottom line about content, I want to share something, and then I would love a final word from you. I want to talk to the people who the content they're putting out, they're just not concerned about it, and they're not thinking about, you know, what could go wrong, and they're not really guarding their gold mine. And I worked with a client one time who was putting out all this information, and then found very quickly that he was creating something that was so magical and so awesome that other people were grabbing it up and you know, sharing it as their own. And he decided to take all of his content off the internet and just go back to a very old school model. And I thought to myself, what a waste. Like, this man is so brilliant. He's like, has so much value that could be delivered by sharing who he is on the internet and using that as a magnet. And so, you know, Barbara, what I think the great gift here that you're giving to people is you don't have to take everything offline to protect yourself. There are simple things you can do to protect your content and stay visible to people.
Exactly. That visibility is so important, because there are people out there who want to find you. And when you sort of close down because you're afraid, or and maybe have been burned in the past, that doesn't serve you and it doesn't serve them.
So guard your gold mine. Get Barbara's report at guardyourgoldmine.com/5steps. I will make sure it's linked up in the show notes so that you all have access to it. And come give Barbara a little love, and let's share this episode with the people that need to hear about this to make sure that they are not vulnerable to gold mine thieves and copyright quicksand.
And so you can guard your gold mine and also be growing your gold mine in that way, so that it's a win-win on both sides.
Excellent. Love that. Great. Thank you so much, Barbara, for being here today.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.